Hey, podcast listeners, before we get started, if the IRS is freaking you out right now and you want to do something about it, you can call me at 833-243-5455 and set up a free 30-minute consultation or log on to watkinspodcast.com. I've got a short letter on that No Frills page. It'll take you about 90 seconds to read. And if you like what I'm saying, you might want to consider becoming a client. And if not, hey, no big deal. Keep listening and subscribe to this podcast so you can keep hearing the free content on how you can fix your tax problem today. So if you owe the IRS, you may have noticed that they have been pretty active lately filing a bunch of liens. And this is the IRS's way of letting the world know that you have a tax problem. These liens are also pretty nasty if you're trying to sell your home or refi to a lower interest rate. It's a pretty extreme measure at the IRS, and it means they want all the money that you owe them, and they want it right now. But there are a few things you can do to get these things lifted short of paying everything that you owe right now. For example, if you owe less than $25,000, a tax professional may be able to get these lifted in about 90 days. If you owe more than $25,000, there are things like the IRS's offering compromise settlement program that gets them off once they accept that. Now, we've helped thousands of taxpayers in an IRS mess, so we can probably help you out here too. We can help you out in all 50 states. So if you have a tax problem, I again encourage you to call me at 833-243-5455 or log on to watkinspodcast.com and set up a time there to talk to one of our tax experts about getting some help today. Now, back to your podcast.
IRS problems are scary, but they don't have to be. Travis Watkins has been helping troubled taxpayers with customized plans to negotiate with the IRS and stop immediate threats to their livelihood
so they can get a good night's sleep again.
Since 1999. Now, here's Travis.
All right, today we're talking about a question that I get quite frequently, and that is, if I can't make enough money to pay for necessities, if I can't pay my bills, if my expenses are more than my income, then will the IRS stop collections because of this hardship that I'm in? And the answer is yes, they will. There is a program there at the IRS that proves that they're not completely tone deaf to these problems that folks face with hardships in life. And they call it the IRS currently not collectible status, or they call it CNC. It means that you are essentially uncollectible at the IRS, and they will put you in a safe harbor or stop collections for usually 2 years, sometimes longer, up to the full amount of the statute of limitations, or CSED, as they call it there at the IRS, the collection statute expiration date. So that is it in a nutshell. Here's kind of a few things that are drilling down a little bit deeper on this. If things are bleak and you cannot pay for necessities in life, food, clothing, shelter, health, welfare, transportation to work, those types of necessities of life, then you might consider giving the IRS a call and going for this uncollectible status. It is a status 53 at the IRS. That's how you can request things there. They do now at the IRS, when they put you into a status 53, in most circumstances, they will now send you a letter saying that they have put you in to that uncollectible status with them. They used to not do this at all. They would just flag something as uncollectible, and you never really knew if you were in it or not. You would just enjoy the benefits of not being collected upon during that period of time. But that is now available with them, where they will send you some notification that you are at least in that program. They can review CSEDs, or excuse me, they can review CNC status every 2 years. And what sets that off and what kicks folks out of uncollectible is quite simply they're just making enough money to now pay for necessities of life and to pay for their tax liabilities. And how does the IRS know this? Well, it just shows up on your tax returns, or people are filing 1099s or W-2s on you, and it looks like you're back in business and able to be collected upon again. All right. Here's what the recipe is, quite simply, for uncollectible status. They will ask you for a Form 433A, and we've talked about that in previous videos about what that is. It's the collection information statement at the IRS. It shows what assets that you have. It shows what your income is, and it also shows your expenses, and these have to be legitimate expenses with backup if the IRS asks for backup on these things. It's the same forms that you'd fill out really for any type of tax relief with the IRS. And if it shows there that your net disposable income and assets are the expenses are higher than the income, then they will put you into this status 53. Also, as I mentioned, you've got to show that you either don't have assets or the assets are upside down or you can't access them for some reason quickly. Then they'll put you into status 53.
Hey, podcast, quick interruption here. Have you been up at 2 a.m. worrying about your IRS problem again lately? You know, IRS problems have a way of ruining all aspects of your life. They take a toll on you financially, physically, and emotionally. You can never really forget about them as they come back every morning when you wake up. It's time to call Travis Watkins, tax resolution and accounting firm, right now and start sleeping again tonight. Travis Watkins Tax will talk to the IRS for you and help you get the best deal available for your unique situation with the IRS, with programs like the Fresh Start Initiative and the IRS's Offer and Compromise. Call me at 833-243-5455 and set up a free 30-minute consultation, or log on to watkinspodcast.com. I've got a short letter on that no-frills page. It'll take you about 90 seconds to read. And if you like what I'm saying, you might want to consider becoming a client. And if not, no big deal. Just keep listening and subscribe to this podcast so you can keep hearing the free content that we offer on how you can fix your tax problem today. Now, if you call us in the next 30 minutes, we'll also send you our free confidential insider report, How to End IRS Problems Forever. That number again is 833-243-5455, or log on to watkinspodcast.com. Now, back to your podcast.
The downside of status 53, uncollectible status, is that the IRS will still file liens in this process. If you owe more than $10,000, they still have to collect and protect their interest in any property that you have, and that debt, or excuse me, that lien will stay on conceivably during the whole time that you're on uncollectible status. Same thing for the tax debt itself. It just hangs out. It doesn't go away, which is a downside. You know, it just kind of hangs out there collecting penalties and interest while you are in this safe harbor. Other downside, it may trigger a trust fund recovery penalty assessment. And what that means is, if you're a small business owner or a large business owner for that matter, and you have payroll debt, the IRS can come after the responsible persons for that tax debt. It's anywhere from 40% to 60% usually of the whole payroll tax that can be assessed against the owners, the responsible persons at the business. And same thing is really like liens. The IRS wants to go ahead and get its assessment out there against the individual owners of the business, even if those owners may not be solvent and collectible at that time. So IRS has to protect its interest there. They will still do trust fund assessments. The biggest one, though, is that the tax never truly goes away while you're in that status, unless the collection statute expiration date happens to run. And it does run the entire time that you're in status 53. And if the collection statute expiration date passes while you're in there, while you're in status 53, well, then so be it. The tax essentially just gets forgiven. But again, that CSED is 10 years. So the IRS has plenty of time to do collections there and is usually quite content letting the penalties and interest just continue to run. Now, you'll also have to, in most circumstances, file any unfiled returns in there, especially the most recent one, because the IRS wants to check the income, the net disposable income, to see if you are indeed collectible or not. Here's how you do it. Here's how you ask for status 53. Quite simply, if you have a revenue officer assigned to your case, one of those real live collection officials from the IRS, they have the power to put you into status 53. And it's a pretty quick deal. It's just showing them that you can't make your bills, you can't really stay alive without this safe harbor. And so it's an immediate status that happens at the IRS, and your revenue officer can put you into that. If you don't have a revenue officer, thank your lucky stars for one thing, but if you need to make this request, just call the automated collection service at the IRS. That number is 800-829-1040, and be prepared to wait on hold depending on what time of day you call. But the officials there at the automated collection systems can make a status 53 assessment. They'll give you a fax number to send in some documentation, probably the form 433A, probably your last filed tax return also. And people ask me, like, why do they make me send in my tax return? They're the IRS, don't they already have it? Well, yes, they may, but they want you to send this in to the collection wing, not the filing compliance wing of the IRS, to check this thing. All right, so very important deal with the IRS, especially if you cannot make your payments to stay alive, to pay for necessities, food, clothing, health, shelter, welfare, transportation, to work. All right.